USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in Munich, Germany, Vice President Mike Pence has a message for our European allies.
The time has come for our European partners to stand with us and with the Iranian people, our allies and friends in the region. The time has come for our European partners to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal.
Laura Trump is weighing in on the decision to declare a national emergency at the southern border. The president's daughter-in-law says she's glad that more than $1 will be spent on constructing the wall at the southern border.
We know that Nancy Pelosi only said that she was willing to give a dollar. So, look, he got $1.4 billion within the bill for funding the wall.
Police released today that Gary Martin, the man who opened fire inside a manufacturing facility in Aurora, Illinois, legally should not have been in possession of a firearm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services, by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
A week after the federal government called out Walgreens for illegally selling cigarettes to minors, five senators are calling for the pharmacy chain to stop selling tobacco altogether. The company ignored the same appeal 5 years ago and instead chose to continue selling tobacco products illegally to children, wrote five Democrats, including Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, where Walgreens is headquartered. Walgreens tops the list for illegal cigarette sales to minors. President Trump was joined by sheriffs from border communities in Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona to discuss border security and what needs to be done along our border between the United States and Mexico. Yuma County Sheriff Leon Wilmot tells Fox News all the things that they have to deal with down there on the border.
We on the local level have to deal with the rapes, the robberies, the homicides, the smuggling of narcotics, as well as human smuggling, and it was basically decimating law enforcement as far as our budgets go.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Many people get confused between what is a career versus what is a calling. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with John Maxwell. He's a leadership expert, New York Times best-selling author, and also author of a new book titled Leadershift, 11 Essential Changes Every Leader Must Embrace. And one of the things that I discuss with John is the difference between a calling versus a career.
Well, I think that a lot of times it's because they've never had a calling. And, so therefore, you know, all we've done is, is kind of like what we maybe got our degree in and started our career path on. And, I define calling as, a purpose with a divine touch. And what I mean by that very simply is it's more than me just finding what my purpose is. It's finding out that that's what God's purpose is for my life. And when that change, when that happens to us, I think that we become very passionate about what we're doing. I have a calling. And now some people might say, well, he's spent his career doing leadership, but I would say I spent my calling doing leadership. It was something that I not only am good at and felt that it was my purpose in life, but I felt that the divine touch, like, God was saying, this is really where I want you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.